they were a mistake because the government didn't really understand what the problem was and they thought they were doing something and that was better than nothing. Well, you know, it's a little bit like cutting your big toe off to try and fix the budget. It's something, but it's not going to help. Experts said there were better ways to do this, but there's a proposed digital duty of care which is going to shift responsibility for online safety from individuals to platforms. Now, in broad terms, I have a problem with this. When you shift responsibility from individuals, well, you cause a greater societal problem because it's nobody's fault anymore. But what this does is flies in the face of, as I've been saying for the better part of 2 years now, that all the government needs to do is provide users with the same protections that enterprise customers have, consumers, I should say, and that would fix everything. But there was a study conducted by RMIT University with 75 Australian women and gender-diverse social media users and 21 experts in platform safety and digital policy to have a look at this. A senior lecturer at the Arc Dekra, an Arc Dekra fellow at the School of Computing Technologies at RMIT, Sunuri Wijanayake, is on the line with us. Sunuri, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
I mean, there's a broader philosophical problem here, but then there's obviously the technical issue as well, which I imagine is probably what you looked at more closely.
So to start off with, I agree with what everything that you said just now. So right now, in the context of social media, at least, if you experience something harmful, it's on you to report it, prove it, and chase it out. So safety by design really would shift that onto the platforms. And this is the expectation that technology companies will now anticipate what could go wrong with the services, the products or the features they offer from the very beginning and take reasonable steps to detect and eliminate such threats before they reach the user. So we really looked at what safety by design means to those who are disproportionately targeted by online harms. And as a start, we started with women and gender diverse people. So I could give an example of where, like, what can happen when safety by design is not implemented. So yep. Doom scrolling is a good example of that. So in theory, having infinite content on your social media feeds, it sounds like a good option for the users, but it really takes time and attention and keeps users hooked onto these platforms for extended periods of time. And if this particular feature was designed with safety in mind, platforms could have added time limits or a number of posts that users could just go through in one sitting and have designs that encourages them to take a break and do something else as well.
Yeah.
The limitation with safety by design is that it's a recommendation. It's encouraged that platforms do this, but so far it has not been enforced, which is why I think the digital duty of care, which is the legislation that's proposed by the Australian government, is the real game changer here, because it will make it a legal obligation of the platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent foreseeable harms. But again, what does it truly mean to have safety by design, and what are these reasonable steps? So these are still unanswered questions, and that is what we wanted to answer through our research working with Australian women and gender diverse people. We asked them what a safety by design looks like for them, to reflect their experiences, and it was quite surprising what they told us.
Because I imagine, Sunuri, that this is going to be, or the measures that the platforms will put in place will be AI-driven. Whether or not AI is good enough yet to actually achieve the outcomes we're looking for, then does it block content that we should be allowed to see? And again, it takes away that personal responsibility issue where, the argument I've been using when it comes to the social media ban, for instance, is that there are experts in this country that have said if we give consumer users the same protections that enterprise users have at a device level to basically block whatever content they see fit for their kids or whatever, we could have solved all of this overnight. But we seem to be looking for, bigger ways to fix a smaller problem. And I'm not suggesting the problem's small, but I think we're trying to reinvent the wheel when we don't have to.
So I agree with you. Like one of the core principles of safety by design is that it gives the users the opportunity to take care of their own safety. But while having that option is definitely positive, there are certain things that the platforms can do from the get-go itself when they're designing their technologies. I can give you a good example. So users have the option to report or block whatever content they want on social media. But for abuse reports to actually work, there has to be context around it, and the users need to be able to provide that to the company. Yes. So think about a message that looks completely innocent on its own, but it's actually from someone who has been targeting you for months.
Yeah.
So without that context, the platform has no way of knowing the difference. So yes, it's important for us to have that ability to report things, but these reporting mechanisms themselves should be designed in a way that works. So in our research, what our users were asking for were like very simple things, like, you know, without telling the platform what's just going on or just flagging a message, it has to give them the opportunity to explain, opportunity to the user to explain why this is harmful, what's the context behind this message, the reports to actually work. So I think the responsibility goes both ways. And it should never be on the person who's experiencing abuse. It should also be on the people who are inflicting abuse on other people. And it should also be on us who are witnessing this happening to everyone else on the platforms.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think the key thing that you've said in your research is that all that's come out of the research is that safety tools need to reach users before harm occurs, not after. And I think that's the catch-up that we seem to be playing. Sanuri, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for the time. Bye.
Sanura Wijanayake, is Senior Lecturer and Arc Director Fellow at the School of Computing Technologies at RMIT. We'll have a look at what's happening in finance after the break, but let's have a quick look at sport. On 2CC Breakfast.